A two-day conference began today in Tampa for counties that are trying to reduce the number of people with mental health and substance abuse issues who get trapped in the criminal justice system. The conference helps counties implement programs funded by the Criminal Justice Mental Health and Substance Abuse Reinvestment Act, passed by the Florida legislature in 2007. The Reinvestment Act will allow counties to address the problem of mental illness in the criminal justice system. That's according to John Petrilla, a professor in mental health law and policy at the University of South Florida's Louis de la Parte Florida Mental Health Institute.
It's an overwhelming social issue. It's a problem in every jurisdiction in the United States. And what the legislature did that's innovative was they've created a very strong state-local partnership. So this meeting, these next 2 days, is designed to get the 23 counties that have these grants to sit around a table, talk about what they've been doing with the money. And I think it's very exciting in terms of what the grant has enabled a number of counties around the state to do.
Petrilla is also the director of USF's Criminal Justice, Mental Health, and Substance Abuse Technical Assistance Center that works with county governments, including the counties of Hillsborough and Pinellas, which have received grants through the program. Petrilla said that the reinvestment program seeks to strike a balance with treatment and public safety.
Pinellas and Hillsborough have both had a long tradition in trying to be progressive in dealing with problems of mental illness and dealing with situation in jails. And Bob Dellinger has been a real leader in that. The chief judge in Hillsborough has been a real leader in that. And so both those counties have grants. And what I think you'll see over time is the ability to begin to divert some individuals into treatment and to do it in a way that both makes those persons' lives a little bit better and also which it's consistent with public safety as well.
Ellen Piekulkiewicz is the executive director of the Florida Substance Abuse and Mental Health Corporation, the group that is responsible for overseeing and distributing the $3.8 million in state funds from the reinvestment grant to the counties. There are two types of grants, planning and implementation. Counties have to match 100% of the state grant of up to $1 million for the three-year implementation grant, Piekulkiewicz said.
We were looking for innovative programs that were not only focusing on treatment, but looking at addressing issues such as supportive employment and housing, issues that are important to the individual if they are to be successful in the community. Treatment is really not sufficient. They have to have a reason to live.
Piekulkiewicz said that implementing programs through the reinvestment grant will save money when compared to locking up people with mental health or substance abuse issues.
Really, it is costing counties and states a lot more money to put them into jails and prisons. Anywhere from $120,000 for a state forensic bed to $20,000 in the community, that's a huge savings that the state can garner. The same type of ratio exists at the local level. So that's the first thing. I mean, it's more of an efficient use of resources.
Another benefit is that intervention programs work better than jails, Piekulkiewicz said.
Those individuals do return to the community. At the state level, 80% of all people in state prisons return to their communities. So if you think about that, we have to be thinking that we will have these individuals in our communities, and they have to have an appropriate level of services in order to not go back into the system. There is a revolving door, and we want to stop that revolving door because it's not only good for the individual, it's not only good for the taxpayer, but it also reduces the number of victims. New crimes will not be committed, so we think it increases public safety.
Last year, the Supreme Court issued a report warning that jails have become the largest mental health care providers in many communities. Steve Leifman is the special advisor on criminal justice and mental health to the Supreme Court of Florida.
So many people, unfortunately, with serious mental illnesses have ended up in the criminal justice system. It's starting to clog up the court system, dockets, and the courts are in an awkward position of often having to release people out back to the street without treatment. And the last thing we want to do is jeopardize their safety or the public safety. And so the Chief Justice at the time, Fred Lewis, put together a wonderful task force to sit down and look at the problem and see if there was a better way to handle this situation. And we came out with a report last November that really addresses the problem, and it lays out a blueprint to really reform the mental health system in Florida, particularly as it pertains to people who have mental illness who come into the criminal justice system.
Fred Osher is the Director of Health Services and Systems Policy at the Council of State Governments, a national organization representing legislators, governors, and chief justices. Osher said people with substance abuse and mental health issues should get treatment instead of going to jail.
They are individuals who have illnesses that are brain-based for which there are treatments that provide them relief and allow them to recover. And so it's important to make sure that they have access to those effective treatment strategies. And one of the ways in which we can do that is working with partners within communities to make linkage possible and improve their access. In providing them with adequate treatment and supports, then they are able to function, stay out of sort of high-cost, inappropriate environments like jails and prisons.
11 years ago, the country's first mental health court was opened in Broward County. Their purpose is to remove people with mental health concerns from the criminal justice system in order to get them needed assistance. WMNF asked USF's John Petrilla whether mental health courts would make sense in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, I think mental health courts are one of the strategies people have used. There's about 10 counties now in Florida that either have them or are developing them. Hillsborough County is beginning to implement a mental health court, and it's basically a strategy to try to enable the court system to spend more time than they ordinarily would with a group of defendants whose mental illness has caused them, at least in part, to come back to the criminal justice system over and over. So I would anticipate if not both Hillsborough and Pinellas, at least Hillsborough going down that path is one strategy.
The conference will conclude on Friday at the Embassy Suites Hotel on West Shore Boulevard in Tampa. One focus will be on juvenile justice. Florida Department of Juvenile Justice Secretary Frank Peterman Jr. will be the noontime keynote speaker. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.